This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
If you plan to purchase a home, get a credit card and maybe access a student loan, or even if you're opening or growing your business, you are going to need a good credit score. I just left that little bit of silence there in case that came as a surprise to you. We're going to find out more speaking to Maguta Mpahlele. She currently serves as the Executive Director of the South African Credit and Risk Reporting Association, or SACRA. Maguta, good morning and welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you and good morning to your listeners.
So to spend this time with you, help us understand, who exactly is SACRA, the South African Credit and Risk Reporting Association?
SACRA is an industry association whose members are banks, credit providers, telecommunication companies, and we are responsible for ensuring that all credit providers and relevant data providers submit data to the credit bureaus through the central data transmission hub that we manage. A lot of people don't know how information travels from a credit provider to a credit bureau. We facilitate that process. Although we don't hold the data, it is held by the credit bureau. So we provide the mechanism.
I see. If I were to ask everybody who's listening this morning, do you know your credit score? How many people do you think will know? I mean, you probably think about this and deal with this daily. How few of us actually know what our credit scores are?
Yes, a lot of us are afraid to look at to check our credit bureau reports and our scores. And the only time we catch a wake-up call is when we are applying for credit and we get declined. And then we are told that there is something wrong in your credit profile, and then we rush to correct it.
So how do they calculate our individual credit scores?
Well, there's a range of factors that they look at. The most important one being how you pay your credit agreements. Because remember, you have agreed on an amount and a date on which on a monthly basis you will pay. If you skip payments, it will impact your credit profile. And then, of course, they look at your utilization. Let's say you have a credit card with a limit of 100,000 and you are always using it to the limit. It means that you're probably under pressure. So they look at that. And, of course, they look at how you pay on a monthly basis. Like you say, those are the most important factors that they look at.
Many people say, oh, you know what, they don't really want to use credit. They prefer to not buy on credit. But you need a credit score. What exactly do I need a credit score for? I mean, if I would say, look, oh, I prefer to operate just in cash, or I don't really want to use a credit card or go into credit, that doesn't seem like the responsible thing. Somehow you still need a credit score. So how is that calculated?
It's very important to, why is it important to have a credit score? A credit score is basically a factor that indicates to someone who wants to lend you money how trustworthy you are and what is the likelihood of you being able to repay the debt? Because remember, they will look at existing credit agreements historically, and that's why also the length of time that you've had credit also factors into your credit score. Because if they, and also by law, they are required to check your credit profile so that they don't get in reckless lending where they borrow you money that you cannot afford. So it is important for them to look at all those factors. So if you don't have a credit score, they have nothing to work on. They don't know whether to trust you or not.
So what if you want to get credit for the first time? Maybe you're a young person, you want to apply for a student loan, or you want to open a business. So you have no credit in the past, but you need credit to get credit. You're kind of stuck. So what do you do for a first time person who's accessing credit for the first time?
Usually, your retail store cards are your place to start. They are usually quite understanding when you are starting up. So I usually advise people to start with a small retail store card. Remember that your retail store card, for example, for a clothing account, if you pay within 6 months, they don't charge you interest. So it's good to start, take a retail store card, small credit limit, and pay it off within 6 months. So, but at least that when you, if you pay within 6 months, there's no interest, and you are then able to build up your credit score. You can also, use your gym contracts and your cell phone contracts. But unfortunately, not all gyms and not all cell phone contracts providers submit data to the credit bureaus, because the only ones that it's compulsory for to submit data is your credit providers. And then your other providers, it's only when they access credit information that they are required to submit. So I think find those that are submitting, but I think your best bet is your retail store card.
Margota, what is a good credit score? Like the actual number? What kind of a number or number range is a good place to be living?
Yeah, I think from 800 to about 950, you are considered excellent. And then between 600 and 700, up to almost before 800, you are considered good. And in your 500, 600s, you are considered fair. And then your 300 to 500, there is room to improve. There might be issues in your credit report that you need to fix for your score to improve.
So that's my next question. If these numbers, if we're sitting between 300 and 500, something needs to change. How do we, and can you improve your scores?
You definitely can improve your score. The biggest mistake that people make that I see is that they think that, remember that the credit provider submits your payment behavior on a monthly basis. So if this month I skip a payment, it will reflect that I skipped a payment. If next month I pay double and I catch up, the last month skipped doesn't go away. It sits there.
Oi.
It shows that last month I skipped and next month I paid double. Because people think that if I skip this month and pay double next month, it will be fine. No, it's not fine, because the history will show that your behavior, you pay this month, you don't pay that month. So don't do that. If you've agreed that you'll pay on the 25th, you must pay on the 25th. 500 rand that you've agreed, pay it in full every month. The next thing that is very important is that if you feel that you are struggling, you are going to go in arrears, because also your arrears reflect on your credit profile. So if you think you will go into arrears, rather talk to your credit provider and see if they can amend and restructure your repayment instead of keeping quiet and running away. If you keep quiet and running away, you will have what they call an adverse listing, which is a listing that shows this person is not trustworthy.
And just as we wrap things up here this morning, how can I find my own or see my own credit score?
By law, you can access a one free credit report from any of the credit bureaus. But I've seen that also your credit providers are also in, they have apps now. And when you go into your apps, they usually provide you with access to your credit report. And of course, there are other providers in the market with apps where you can access your credit report anytime, although they do market financial services products to you. So obviously you need to apply your mind and don't take things that you cannot have. But they are also a good place because it's free and you have access, and they give you alerts if there's anything. Because alerts are also important, because remember, your credit score might be affected by fraud,
Yes.
because there's also a lot of identity theft. So there might be something there sitting in your credit report that was not taken out by you. So that is why it's also important to check that the information that is there relates to you. And of course, if there's incorrect information, you can dispute directly with the credit bureau for free.
A question someone sent in through for us just as we close, Maguta. Someone says, does your municipal account also count in your credit score?
Currently, municipalities are not reporting credit information, so there is no municipal account information at the credit bureaus at this point, but they are considering it.
Thanks for sharing. And just to the listeners, just when somebody gives you some credit, it's not free money. So you don't be crazy,
No.
right? I don't know what you say to young people when they get a bit of a credit limit, Magauta. Do you say to them, you guys, practice some self-control here?
Yes, they do. I mean, I was also a student, and I made some mistakes because I got excited. They said you are an achiever and this is what you qualify for. So really do your own budgeting. Don't accept something because they say you qualify for it. You know your costs, you know your income. So take what you can afford. And like I said, your small accounts that are interest-free for 6 months are your best bet. And don't try and impress your friends and buy things that are not important.
Well, that's a lot of wisdom to end this conversation. Thank you so much. That's Magauta Mpahlele, the Executive Director of the South African Credit and Risk Reporting Association. Great spending time with you this morning. Thank you so much, and have yourself a blessed and beautiful day and rest of the week.
Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.